dans la fin à l'être infini. Is only you that can satisfy my heart. I call out to you, happy sweet of you. I have a passion, and I feel all that can be. Is only you.
Is only you.
Here I am,
satisfy my heart.
I have a passion.
I have a passion.
I can feel
it.
It's only you.
It's only you, Lord.
That can
satisfy my heart.
Of course, Lord, I see.
Father, thank you for this moment. Breathe upon your word. Touch someone today. Let not one person leave here the same way they have come. Thank you for this second Sunday of the Harvest Glory. We look up to you to see a harvest of souls and also a harvest of the glory. Blessed be your name, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome everyone here this morning in Jesus' precious name. Bring you greetings from Yenagoa. In Bayelsa State. James chapter 5, verse 16 and 17. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Speaking on the subject, components of productive prayer. Components of productive prayer. Our objective is to understand the components of productive and effective prayer. Every system that works is made up of components. You have a governmental system that works. It's made up of functional components. The executive, the legislative, the judiciary. You have the private sector, military, the paramilitary, civil service. Functional components. In the same manner, prayer that works, prayer that produces result, is made up of functional components. This morning we shall look at 3 of those components and take 1 per service. And the first one is relationship with God. Relationship with God. Matthew 6:9, we read last Sunday, it said, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven. That our Father is a statement of relationship. And there are a few things I would like you to know about relationship, where it relates to prayer. First, that's A now. Relationship is the bedrock of communication. Is the bedrock of communication. That is, communication stands on relationship. Communications happen because there is relationship. Second, relationship is the basis and strength of requests. Relationship is the basis and the strength of requests. Before a person makes requests of another that is meaningful, there should have been some level of relationship. What is the meaning? Where request is made outside of relationship, that process is called begging. A beggar makes requests from strangers they have never known. Where requests is made or requests are made outside of relationship, that process is called begging. But prayer is not the place for begging. Prayer is not a place where a man comes to beg. That is the point number three you take note of. Prayer is the place of relationship-based requests. Relationship-based requests. It's not the platform for begging. You don't come and beg until God hears. It's a place, it's a platform for relationship-based requests. Someone say aloud, amen. Examples abound in scripture of people who had relationship with God, and on the basis of such relationship with God, they made requests. Number one, Abraham. In Genesis chapter 18, verse 17 to 19, God said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I do?" That is, we are so close. "Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him." This guy is my friend. In Genesis chapter 19, verse 27, we see Abraham rising up early in the day to the place where he stood before God, not necessarily to go and make any requests, but to have fellowship with God. No wonder throughout scripture, Abraham was referred to as the friend of God. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 7. The Bible speaking about Abraham, you say, "Are you not our God? Who did drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend." Abraham, thy friend. Isaiah chapter 41 and in verse 8, we saw again the reference to Abraham as the friend of God. "But thou, Israel, are my servant. Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend." Abraham, James chapter 2 and in verse 23, we saw again, and the scripture was fulfilled. We said, "Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." Abraham approached God not for things. He approached God for him, so he could stand and intercede on the behalf of Sodom and Gomorrah. And God waited patiently to hear him, because there was relationship. The first component of productive praying is relationship with God that is functional. We saw the example of Abraham we just saw. Now what about Elijah? Elijah was a man who had a standing relationship with God. And that standing relationship with God had nothing to do with requests. In 1 Kings chapter 17 and in verse 1, Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain this year, but according to my word. Elijah had a standing relationship with God that gave power to his utterance. A standing relationship with God. We read already James chapter 5 verse 16 and 17 all the way to verse 18. How he prayed and prayed and prayed again and closed the heaven, prayed again, opened the heaven. On the basis of a standing relationship with God. God is speaking to you, say aloud, amen. That was the example of Elijah. If you move further, we see the example of David. The Bible calls David the man after God's heart. That is, me and this man, we are very close. In 1 Samuel chapter 13 and in verse 14, God speaking said, but now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart. After his own heart. And the Lord has commanded him to be the captain over his people. Because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. In Acts chapter 13 verse 22. We saw the repetition. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king. To whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. How did this man after God's own heart pray? Psalm 40, verse 1 to 3. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon the rock, and established my going. He has put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. He shall put a new song in somebody's mouth this morning. In Psalm 55 and in verse 17, we look at the prayer life of David. He said, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. I will pray and cry, and he shall hear my voice. Somebody say amen. How many of you know that if there are 100 children in a place, and one of them is crying, the mother can recognize which one is the child? Oh, it's very, very clear. Where the relationship is strong, the voice is clear. The voice is audible, is discernible. He said, I cried and he heard me. Because we have relationship. He is used to my voice. He doesn't turn down my voice. He is used to my voice. I'm not a stranger to him. He is used to my voice. He is used to my voice. He knows my voice. That was David. And then, our final example this morning will be Daniel. In Daniel, now, Daniel was one man that scripture calls greatly beloved. Greatly beloved of the Lord. Not by virtue of requests, but by virtue of relationship. In Daniel chapter 9 and in verse 23, Daniel chapter 9 and in verse 23, he said, at the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show you For you are greatly beloved. God like you. You have found favor with God. You have touched his heart. For you are greatly beloved. Daniel chapter 10 and in verse 10 again. You saw how, and behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. Verse 11. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved. A man greatly beloved. Understand the words that I speak unto thee and stand upright. For unto thee I am now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. A man greatly beloved. In verse 19, we saw Daniel again as the man greatly beloved. And he said, O man greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto thee. O man greatly beloved. Because of that love relationship that existed between Daniel and God, his prayer life was both vibrant and fruitful. Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, we saw how Daniel, when the decree was sealed, Daniel went into his house and his windows being opened, he prayed, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did. Aforetime, he prayed. Somebody say aloud, amen. The song that said, I prayed. And Jesus answered me. I prayed. And Jesus answered me. It is well with my soul. I'm missing out the words. I prayed. Daniel prayed. And the King of Kings answered him. We have seen the example of Abraham, saw Elijah, saw David, and saw Daniel. What is the counsel this morning? One, determined to develop strong, vibrant relationship with God. Let this be your personal determination to develop very strong and vibrant relationship with your Maker. What's the meaning of that? Let your relationship with God precede your requests from Him. Let your relationship with God precede your requests from Him. Don't allow God only to hear your voice because there was a problem. Don't allow God only to hear your voice because there is a need. How terrible will it be for a man to hear from his wife and children only when there is something to buy? Or for a man to visit his wife only because he needs something from her? Terrible, horrible situation that will be. Don't ever let God hear your voice only because you are in trouble. Listen to this, you may note it down. Let him recognize your voice at ordinary times so he can respond to your voice at unusual times. Let him recognize your voice at ordinary times, normal times, peaceful times. So he can respond to that voice at unusual times, challenging times, confrontation times. You understand? Because we wrestle. It's just that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but as for wrestling, we wrestle. Let him recognize your voice at ordinary times. So he can respond to that voice at unusual times. You only come to him with problems once in a while. Because if you have a vibrant relationship with him, he will handle problems that you have not asked him to handle. Isaiah chapter 65 verse 24. He said, it shall come to pass that while they are yet speaking, before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. If I have a good relationship with these people, they don't need to bother me all the time. I will handle things they have not asked me. I will handle things they haven't asked me. I will answer questions they have not asked. Let him recognize your voice at ordinary times, so he can respond to that voice at unusual times. Finally, number two, and that was Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, our Father which art in heaven. Finally, take time to seek his face, not just his hand. And he will show you his hand. Take time to seek his face, not just his hand, and he will release for you his hand. He made his ways known to Moses, Psalm 103, verse 7, before he could make his acts known to the children of Israel through Moses. Because Moses was not praying for miracles. He said, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your face. That should be like Exodus chapter 33, verse 18 thereabout. If I found favor in your sight, show me your face. And I said, I beseech you, show me your glory. And when Moses asked for that, God revealed to him his hand. Take days of fasting and prayer, not for a job, not for a husband, not for a wife, not for a car, not even against a witch yet. But let it be, Lord, show me yourself. Let me know you, the side of you I haven't known. Like Paul the Apostle said in Philippians chapter 3 and in verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. If you see his face, if you know his face, he will reveal to you his hand. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. And dealing with curses, witchcraft curses, ancestral curses, generational curses, witchcraft spells, becomes a walkover. A walkover. Lift up your right hand and just give him the praise. In moments like this, I sing out a song. I'll sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like this, I'll lift up my voice. I'll lift up my voice to the Lord. Singing out, I love you, Lord. Singing out, I love you, Lord. Singing out, I love you, Lord. Alone. Singing, singing, singing out. I love you, singing. voice and sing it out. I love you. Sing it out. I love you. Sing it out. Sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it all. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Just tell Him, I love you, Lord. Just draw me close to yourself. Draw me close to yourself. Draw me closer to yourself. I need to know you more. I am not asking for anything this morning. I am just asking to know you. I am just asking to know you. I am just asking to know you. Draw me closer to yourself. I am asking to know you. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Singing out, I love you. Singing out, I love you. Singing out, I love you. Oh, Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we love you. All we ask this morning . Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, let this be a defining moment for someone. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. As it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 29 to 31. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's feet are set on edge. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Lift your hands and say, Father, I come before you today and I surrender completely my life to you. You are my Savior. You are my Lord. You are my Deliverer. Thank you for today. I seek your face, not just your hand. And today, I am asking for total freedom from every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every family curse, every witchcraft curse, every occultic curse, every manipulation, every work of diabolism, everything that has stood my way and stood the way of my life and my destiny. I receive freedom. I receive deliverance. I receive liberty. Today, if you have time, I shall talk about it.
Metumakagi Eze Metumakagi Eze Metumakagi Onyene Mema Metumakagi Eze. Please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand.
Lift your hands by the apostolic and prophetic mantle of God upon my life this morning. I take authority over every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every family curse, every spirit husband curse, every unclean spirit curse, every serpentine spirit curse, every manipulation from the occult, every curse of stagnation, every anti-marital curse, every barrenness, curse of barrenness, every curse of terminal disease, every curse of premature death, every curse of rise and crash, every curse of failure at the edge of breakthrough,
this morning. I declare you dissolved. I declare you broken. I declare you scattered. Oh, you curses right now. Lift your hands at the count of five. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, by the time I say five, you place the hand on your head and scream, break. You break the curse. You break the limitation. Father, let the curse break right now. Let the curse break right now. Let the curse break right now. In the name that is above every name. In the name that is above every name. Word. And if there is any disease in your body, is living right now. In the name of Jesus, word. And get ready for supernatural encounters. Get ready for divine encounters. Get ready for drastic divine encounters. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Break, break, break. In the name of Jesus, your liberty is confirmed. Your freedom is confirmed from ancestral curses, from generational curses, from family curses, from masquerade demons, and from every agenda of hell that is not from my Father in heaven. It's broken right now. Within the next 2 minutes, we are going to celebrate going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. As we sing in that warfare manner, anywhere you are today, you have experienced an encounter, a deliverance, you rush forward here quickly. Someone with a chest condition, respiratory problems, asthmatic conditions, being healed right now by the power of God in the name of Jesus. And everything you came here with that was a problem, all manner of pains have disappeared just now. Shoulder, hand, neck, back, waist, all manner. Quickly step forward here if you receive the miracle, and let's see what God has done for you. Now, you can check yourself in case you are not sure. Just check yourself now. You will notice that the problem you came with is gone. A pain you came with is gone. Let's go celebrate.
We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places. So tear the devil kingdom down.
Let's go up, we're going up to the high. We're going up to the high. We're going up.
Hey.
To tear the devil kingdom down.
Say I am
here. Oh, yeah. This is for say I am here.
System challenges that have been healed. Somebody is healed of a uterine condition, whether it is a fibroid or a uterine cancer, with pain and bleeding that God has arrested just now. Whether you are here in person or you are watching via the satellite or the internet, is arrested right now. And fruitfulness is released for someone right now. Somebody whose breast milk is flowing without being without breastfeeding, and that is a hormonal imbalance situation that God has arrested just now. That breast milk flow has just been arrested, and reproduction is released in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat. Yes, what happened?
Sir, our brother said for 3 years he had stroke. 3 years. The amazing thing is that he said his neck was stiff, couldn't raise his hand, could not even turn, could not bend. When he went to a radio social program, somebody saw him there and said, please come to Dunamis. Make sure you are in Dunamis today. And as he entered
today,
and as he entered, he can now bend his neck.
The neck is bending now.
Yes. He can now bend
for
down.
For 3 years.
He can now
couldn't do this. He couldn't bend and couldn't lift that
couldn't
hand.
Lift those hands.
Lift the two hands up. Down. Up. Are you just looking like that? Everything that is not functioning well in your life, are you here today? Everything that is not functioning well, as God is dealing with female reproductive system issues, is also dealing with male reproductive system issues. Man that is impotent and not functioning well, not what you can mention here right now. But God is handling a dysfunction in a man that makes it very just totally frustrated in relationship with the wife. Today, that dysfunction is over forever. That dysfunction is over forever. That dysfunction is over forever. If you are saying amen, say it like you are a believer. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Congratulations. From a radio program, they invited him to church, and now Jehovah has handled this case. Congratulations. Counselors, please. Attend to him. Yes.
Sir, Sister Abigail said she used to see snake in her dreams for the past 3 years. At the shout of break, she saw a snake walked out of her.
Lift up your hands. Everything that has imposed itself on your life and on your destiny, they leave you right now. Hey! Every serpentine spirit and every altar of the serpent and altar of the serpent in your father's house, in your community, that will not let you rest today is your end forever. Shout the loudest amen, yes.
Our sister Regina had a bike accident last week that led to a severe pain on her head, chest, and also the leg. At a shout of break, she said power came upon her and all the pains took off.
Give the Lord a praise, it's permanent in Jesus' name.
Sir, this is Sister Eunice. She says she had an encounter where mommy appeared to her and said, why are you putting on filthy garments? And suddenly you appear and command her to kneel down. She knelt down and the heaven opened. And a new garment was given to her.
Every garment of wretchedness and garment of rejection and garment of backwardness that they have put on your body is set on fire. Receive the brand new garment of restoration, brand new garment of distinction, brand new garment of favor in the name of Jesus.
Daddy, you said some people will be having encounters. Our brother said while the declaration was going on, the Lord opened his eyes, he saw Jesus and he told him, all I want from you is to love me more, and love me more.
Wow. And what he says to one, he says to all, come over here, lift your hands, go, and love the Lord. Grace.
Sister Hannah said for the past 7 years she had had serpent molesting her life terribly, but at the declaration of break, fire came upon her and that demon checked out of her body.
The serpent left the body.
Yes,
step over here. Every stranger in your body, in your life today, is the end of those strangers. Return back to hell and come back no more. In Jesus' name, yes.
Yes, sir. Sister Joy came into church. He says for the past 3 weeks, she suffered from partial deafness in the right ear. And at the shout of break, the ear popped open.
What happened? Why? You couldn't hear at all?
Clearly with the ear, and
now it is over. It is permanent in Jesus' name. You were having pain in your breast as well. For how long?
Like 2 years now.
Lift your hands. For 2 years. Power of the Holy Ghost. Return back to hell and come back no more. In Jesus' name.
So this is Aleke Chinonso. He said he has had also pain for a year now. At the shout of break, he said he felt power. And then after that, the ulcer pain took off.
Give the Lord the praise. It's over forever. In Jesus' name.
This is Mr. Bakker, sir. He said, since Thursday, he couldn't understand himself. Pains everywhere. But during the declaration, power shot through him.
And now he's free. Give the Lord a big clap of hand in Jesus' name. Quickly.
Sir, our sister ate rice and chicken last night. And a bone goes stuck in her throat.
That was the outcome of the chicken.
She woke up, she couldn't spit, swallow spitting, you know, eat anything. But as what went for right now, says she spat out one mucus substance and the throat got clear.
Congratulations, it's over forever in Jesus' name. Rice and chicken should not give you any problem.
Sir, Sister Rebecca had had cough for the past 8 years.
And the Lord has touched somebody's mind. Spirit of suicide, spirit of depression, spirit of insanity just left as well. Yes.
She has had a cough for the past 8 years that defied all kinds of medications. So for the past 3 nights, she couldn't sleep because of the same cough.
And what happened?
But as she stepped into the church this morning, since morning, she said she had done cough once.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance and there shall be holiness. And the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. It's over in Jesus' name.
This is Brother Chinedu. He said he has always seen himself in the dream eating rice without stew. And each time he has such a dream and he goes to work, nothing will work.
What is happening about rice today?
So rice without stew. And each time such dream comes and he goes to work, nothing will go normal for him. So at the shout of break, said something jumped out of him.
Give the Lord
praise. God praise for that.
Now you will eat rice and stew in the physical, not in the dream. Lift your hands. In the name of Jesus, every colorless, tasteless arrangement of the devil for your life breaks now. In Jesus' name.
This is Mrs. Felicia. She's still shaking. I believe the power of God is on her.
Yes, what happened?
She said last week, Thursday, she was attacked. So she was not able to breathe normal. She was convulsing. And she was rushed to the hospital. According to her, she said, her husband put a call across to you, and you prayed. So at the shout of break just now, she said, she saw where God used the face of the senior pastor, came and removed something black from her face.
Wow.
And she believed that.
It was the spirit of death, convulsing, breathless, both at death targeted, convulsing and breathless. Just now, that garment of death was removed from her body. Anyone ordained to die before their time, it is over. That garment of death is returned back to hell. Will you stand upon your feet and celebrate it for 1 minute? You shall fulfill your day. You shall fulfill your destiny. You shall fulfill the purpose of God. There are so many other testimonies here. You can testify in the second service and let us know what God is saying. Give the Lord a deep, big clap and a loud shout of praise. Lift up your hands. Father, we thank you for what you have done for us this morning. Let today mark a defining moment for somebody's life. In the name of Jesus, lift those hands high. Everywhere you are this morning in need of salvation, you want to be born again, you want to give your life to Jesus, pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Help me to live for you, Lord. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. Amen. Those who pray that prayer, carry your Bibles and bags and quickly rush to the front here. Let us receive you. And the rest of us, take your seat 1 minute. I'll give you the count of seven. Even if you didn't pray that prayer, but you are giving your life to Christ, quickly step forward here and let's receive you. One.
I've got my mind made up and I won't turn back.
Because I want to see my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind made up and I won't turn back.
Because I
want to see my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind
made up
and I won't turn back.
I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back. See my Jesus someday.
Good night, good night, good night, Lord. Good night, Lord. Oh, stay no longer with you. Good night, better.
I welcome you all today in the name of Jesus. God bless you. If you are yet struggling with a bondage, you are bound by an addiction, a negative lifestyle, something you are not happy with, you are not happy with, and you want Jesus to set you free, quickly join us also forward. I'll give you the count of three.
Hey, I stay no longer with you.
Quickly join us forward and let the yoke be broken. Let the chain be broken.
Made up my mind to go God's way.
Made up my mind.
I am made up my mind.
I made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life.
I am born again.
Born again, thank God I'm born again.
I am born again.
Born again, thank God I'm born again.
one and the returned and done and done again.
Place your right hand on your chest, those of you in the front, and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Help me, Lord, to serve you. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. And the grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' name. Amen.